弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我代表我们教会T4C 向各位问安。那么今天也是父亲节，所以我自己也是父亲呢，所以我们就祝父亲们快乐。
I bring greetings from our church, T4C. And also, this is Father's Day, and I am a father as well, so I wish all the fathers have a happy Father's Day.
如果你不是父亲的话，你沾父亲的光。
If you are a father, but you can also share the blessings.
那么这是神给我们的恩典啊。
This is a grace from our Lord.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father and our Lord who loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你在创世以前就为我们预备了这一个日子。
We thank you for giving us this day in way past.
我们怎么样都没有办法明白。
We cannot quite understand.
只有一件事情我们明白的。
But there's only one thing we do understand.
就是我们不配得这些。
That is, we do not deserve this.
但是你把这一切都丰丰富富的赐给我们。
But you have given us all this abundantly.
当我们还软弱的时候。
While we were still weak.
当我们还是这个不敬虔的时候。
While we were still unbelieving.
当我们还是你的仇敌的时候
While we were still your enemies,
当我们还做罪人的时候
While we were still sinners,
你就为我们、照着所定的日期来到这个世界上
You have come according to the day you have ordained,
为我们钉死在十字架上
and nailed on the cross for us,
拯救我们
Save us.
然后你又从天上差遣你自己的圣灵来到这个世界
Then you also send your spirit from heaven to this world.
在我们信的人心中。
So lived in all those who are believers.
这是何等大的恩典。
What great grace this is.
我们没有办法明白你自己那个长阔高深的爱。
We cannot understand the great love of yours.
但是我们愿意把我们的心打开。
But we're willing to open our hearts.
我们完完全全领受你所赐给我们的。
So that we may receive what you have given us completely.
我们也相信你所赐给我们的。
We also believe what you have given us.
我们相信你为我们所成就的事情。
We believe what has accomplished by the Lord for us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们讲到长老或者是监督或者是牧师，那么就是教会的领袖哈。
Last time we spoke of the elders or the overseers or pastor, which means the leaderships of the church.
讲到他们的重要性。
We spoke of the importance of them.
他们的重要性不是因为他们很重要。
The importance of them is not because they are important.
乃是因为教会是主他自己的身体。
Because the church is the body of our Lord.
神要教会在这个地上遍满全地。
So God wants the church to be filled in the throughout the world.
所以我们就可以看见神对于在教会里面做领袖，特别是长老、监督、牧师他们的要求为什么这么高
？That's why we can see why God has such a high standard of requirements for the overseers and the elders.
刚才我们读完提多书之后。
After we just read the Titus.
我们看见有两句话在那里重复的。
There.Two sentences was repeated.
就是第六节跟第七节。
It's verse 6 and verse 7.
那里说到无可指责。
It mentioned the word blameless.
表示这是一个很重要的。
Means this is very important.
无可指责的意思不是说这个人没有罪哈。
Blameless doesn't mean this person is without sin.
而是他没有任何的把柄被人家抓住。
So that means that there's nothing that were caught by others.
没有人可以攻击他。
Nobody can accuse them.
没有人可以批评他。
Nobody can criticize them.
在法律上讲，就是说他没有一个理由，这个法官可以判他入狱。
So in the terms of law, the judge has no way to punish him, put him in jail.
所以今天我们就要看一下这长老或者是牧师哈，我们监督就把他放在里面了。那么他们。的资格是怎么样
so, Today we're going to look at the qualifications for the elders and the pastors.
第一个我们要看的
The first one we're going to see.
就是第六节，他说：“若有无可指责的人，只做一个妇人的丈夫，儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的，就可以设立。”
那么在 in verse six，
那么在这里呢，我们可以看见哈，其实我们从另外一个角度看，就是说这个长老他应该要有好的名声。
So from another angle, we see this elder must have a good reputation.
一般来讲，家庭怎么样是别人看得见的哈。
So generally, you have to see the family because how is your family, people can see it.
或者小孩子是怎么样，也是人家看得见的。
Or how your children are, that people can see.
不一定是在教会里面。
But doesn't mean only in the church.
甚至在教会外面，人家都可以看到。
It's also outside the church they can see.
家庭是首先被人家看见的。
So the family is first be seen by others.
圣灵他的第一个要求就是这些人在家庭方面。他的家庭生活是无可指责的。
So the first requirements in their family is blameless.
在这里面有两方面。
There are two aspects of it.
第一方面就是他和他的妻子的关系。
So the first is his relationship with his wife.
圣经上告诉我们说，只做一个妇人的丈夫。
The Bible says it only the husband of one wife.
在这里，我们从圣经上面，我们可以看到这里他是在讲什么。
Here we can see what he's speaking of.
有一件事情就是他是委身给他的妻子的。
So in other words, he's committed himself to his wife.
呀，这个英文很好啊 ，committed， 他委身，甚至就是说他把他自己奉献给他了。
So he presented himself sacrificed for his wife.
给他的太太。
For his wife.
就好像基督和教会之间的关系。
Just like the relation between Christ and the church.
你知道基督在我们还软弱的时候。
You know Christ while we were still weak.
在我们还不敬虔的时候 ,ungodly 的时候。
So when we're still ungodly.
那么还在我们还做仇敌的时候。
While we're still enemies.
在我们还是罪人的时候。
While we're still sinners.
他就按着所定的日期为教会死。
So he died for the church according to the day that was ordained.
这就是委身。
So this is commitment.
这就是奉献。
And this is a sacrifice.
这就是爱。
This is love.
这罗马书第五章里面讲得很清楚。
It was spoken clearly in Romans 5.
我自己在想，他的委身真的是在创世以前就已经委身下来了。
So I think he committed himself way in the eternal past.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，只做一个妇人的丈夫，就是说这个男的他只爱他妻子一个人。
So、in other
男女之间的爱。
In other words, he only loved his wife.
那当然，我们从这个表面上来看，我们从外面来看哈。
So if you would just look at the surface.
那么他没有桃色新闻。
So there's no extramarital affairs.
甚至我们如果从圣经上主耶稣的标准，他没有淫乱的思想和行为。
So there is no adultery, either thoughts or actions.
没有离婚。
No divorce.
也没有再婚。
There was no remarriage.
当然这里面除了他的妻子过世以外。
Or unless if the wife died.
那么我自己从圣经上面看。
So if you look from the Bible.
既然教会是主耶稣的身体。
Since the church is the body of our Lord Jesus.
神在地上设立教会。
So when we establish the church on this earth.
神要他的子民在教会里面成长。
God wants his children to grow in the church.
不被异教之风摇动。
So not be shaken by the other religions.
所以我自己觉得离过婚的最好不要选他做长老。
So I think those who were divorced should not elect to be elders.
我觉得离过婚的也不可以做牧师。
I don't think the ones who are divorced could be pastors.
他可以在其他地方服侍。
They can serve in other ways.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为免得撒旦攻击。
Otherwise, the Satan will accuse him.
不但攻击他本人。
Not only accuse himself,
而且攻击教会
yet also accuse the church.
这是第一方面
so that's the first.
第一个无可指责、huh?
so the first, blameless.
第二方面
so the second,
是在他在家里面是一个好的领袖
so he is a good leader in the family.
那么圣经上告诉我们说儿女也是信主的没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的
so the children are also believers they cannot beComplain of being disobedient to Christ.
就是他对儿女们的管教。
That's how he disciplined.
他可以引导他们。
He can lead them.
他可以给他们一个榜样。
He give them example.
若是儿女已经成年了。
If the children become adults.
或者是说一个小孩他已经到了一个程度，他可以明白福音了。
Or if the children get to a certain point, they can understand the gospel.
他也可以相信。主耶稣了，当然不是在他自己哈。
So he can believe in Lord Jesus.
那么如果他的儿女还没有信，
If his children are still not believing,
那么我自己从圣经上面看，我的领受是这个人最好不要做长老。
So my understanding of the Bible is such persons should not be elders.
牧师也是一样。
It's the same for the being the pastor.
那么如果儿女年龄还小呢？
If the children are still young.
那么我们就要翻到提摩太前书第三章。
Then we should go to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章第四节。
Verse 4.
他说好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
So he must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect.
那么就要看他的儿女是不是受管教。
In other words, will his children respond to discipline?
是不是端庄顺服？
So that proper and respect.
换句话讲，就是说他的儿女是不是听他的话？
In other words, will his children listen to him?
规规矩矩的。
So they behave orderly.
我们从这一点我们就可以看说这个人他能不能管理他的家。
So from this we can see if he can manage his family.
当然有人就提到有的人结了婚但是没有小孩的。
Some people say, well, they're married, but they don't have children.
他们灵命光景很好，他们也很爱主。
They have very good spiritual life, they love the Lord.
也很有品德，也很好。
They have a good character.
那么也有一些单身的，没有从来没有结过婚的弟兄。
Single, they were never married.
那么保罗并没有专门的把这些事情讲出来。
Even Paul didn't single this out and speak of it.
我们也看到有很多的讨论。
We see many discussions.
但是我自己在想哈，就是说这些人我们就要看他能不能管理在其他的方面管理他自己。和他的家。
So I think those people we need to see, can he manage himself and his family?
这是第一个无可指责。
This is the first being blameless.
最主要是从家庭。
To look at this from the family.
那么而且是从他的领导的这个有没有照着神的心意能够管理他的家，能够领导他的家。
It also see, can he lead his family according to God's will?
那么如果有的话，
If he has,
照着圣经上让我们看见他才有能力管理神的教会。
Then the Bible teaches us he has the ability to manage God's church.
我自己真的是相信是这样的。
I truly believe this myself.
不管我们从哪一个角度来看，
It doesn't.Which angle we look at?
如果一个人在教会里面做领袖，做不管是他做长老也好，做牧师也好，
If somebody wants to be a leader in the church, whether it's elder or pastor,
他如果没有办法管理他自己的家，
If he cannot manage his own family,
照着神的心意来管理，
Manage according to God's will,
他没有办法在教会里面管理教会，
He cannot manage the church in the church.
他的家庭的问题，
The problems in his family,
会让撒旦趁着机会来攻击他。
Will allow Satan to accuse him.
那么他的家庭的问题，
His family problems.
常常会让他对于教会的管理，他有一种错误的一种观念。
Often may give him a wrong viewpoint in managing the church.
所以我自己觉得这是一个很重要的。
So I think this is very important.
我自己在教会里面，我常常跟一些弟兄姐妹跟他们讲。
I often share with the brothers and sisters in the church.
我说家里面是很复杂的。
As the family can be very complex.
家里面有人际关系要处理。
There are interpersonal relationships.
有没有啊？
Is there any?
有哈。
There is.
尤其是如果你有长辈加进来之后，你就知道很复杂了。
Especially when you have an older generation moves in, it's getting more complicated.
在家庭里面有财经管理。
And there's economic management.
你说哇，我没什么钱呢。
He said, I don't have a lot of money.
你知道管理钱财，在圣经上让我们看见管理钱财，不是你有很多钱你才管理。
From the Bible, we don't have to manage only we have a lot of money.
但是你要照着神的心意管理你的财产。
You need to manage your property according to God's will.
在家里面还要管理很多其他的事情。
In the family, you have to manage many other things.
所以一个人如果说能够照着圣经上的教导，他能够在家里面管理他的家。
if a person who can manage his family according to the teachings of the Bible,
他可以在教会里面管理神的教会,
then he can manage God's church.
他也可以在社会上做一个很好的一个领袖。
He can also be a very good leader in the society.
我们从下面一段我们就能够稍微了解更多。
We can understand even more from the following passage.
下面我们就要看第二个无可指责。
We're going to the second, being blameless.
那么在第七节
,in verse 7,
他就提到他没有用长老了，他就用监督，他说监督既是神的管家，必须无可指责，对不起。
No.
Okay.
Since an overseer is entrusted with God's word, he must be blameless.
他在这里就讲到长老在教会里面智慧就好像一个管家一样。
So in other words, the elder is like a housekeeper, managing the house.
你们有没有管家？
Do you have housekeepers?
家里面有没有管家？
Do you have somebody in your home?
我自己发现有很多弟兄啊。
Some of the brothers.
你知道他们啊，有一个观念。
They have an idea.
就是说我只要把薪水袋拿回家，这是旧的时候哈，你知道旧的时候，从台湾从大陆你拿薪水的时候是有一个薪水袋，对不对？所有的钱都放在里面，而且是 cash 放在里面，然后拿回家。
So this is the old days when I just bring my salary, I get my salary, the money put in the envelope.
只要我把薪水袋拿回家，我的责任就完了。
As long as I bring them home, my responsibility is over.
我就把圣经给他们看。
So I show them the Bible.
他们说：“哇，还有这么多事情要做啊！”
Oh, there's so many things we have to do.
不是只是把薪水拿回家就行了。
Not just bring the money home.
不是只是把食物带回家就行了。
Doesn't mean to bring the only bring the food.
你要像管家一样。
You have to be like a housekeeper.
所以从大到小，所有的事情你都要管。
So from the biggest to the smallest, you have to manage all.
就好像在保罗那个时代的管家一样。
Just like the days of Paul,
他要管理大大小小的事情。
They have to manage all kinds of things.
甚至他主人的吃衣穿，各式各样的事情他都要管理。
Including the clothing, the food for his masters.
我觉得在教会里面做圣经上用说做一个管家就很类似那个。
So in the Bible, when it says to be managing the family is similar.
但是弟兄姐妹，我要你们，特别是弟兄们，我要你们。眼睛打开看见一件事情。
So the brothers, especially, I want you to open your eyes and see something.
在教会里面所有的事情都是和属灵的事情和永生的事情是有关系的。
So in church, everything is related to spiritual and to eternal life.
所以这些人的品德很重要。
So the character of the leaders is very important.
接下去我们就来看它有两个方面，一个方面就是不该有的品德。
Then we look at, continue to look, the kind of character they should not have.
一个是有该有的品德。
One is the character they should have.
第一个不该有的品德是什么？
What is the number one they should not have?
是什么？
What are they?
不任性。什么叫做不任性？
What does mean is not over.
如果我们从现在的语言来看的话，
From today's language,
讲直接一点就是不顽固。
It's not stubborn.
这个不好的品格
This is not a good character.
从哪里来的呢？
Where did it come from?
是我们心里面的骄傲。
It's from our pride.
以自我为中心。
You're self-centered.
认为自己是对的。
You think you're right.
这种品格在教会里面有一个很大的难处。
So this kind of character brings big trouble for the church.
这个品格会在教会里面破坏弟兄姐妹的灵命长进。
It can destroy the spiritual growth of brothers.
而且也摧残拦阻别人灵命长进。
It also put hindrance other people's spiritual growth.
因为他是教会的领袖。
Because he is the leader of the church.
这是第一个。
That's the first.
不任性就是不顽固。
Don't be stubborn.
第二个不呢是什么？
What's the second no?
不暴躁。
Not a quick temper.
Yeah, 不会随便发脾气。
She does not lose control easily.
但是他如果发很容易发脾气的话，
If he loses a temper,
其实也是出于以自己为中心。
It's also because self-centered, being self-centered.
特别是当别人不同意的时候，
Especially when people disagree with them.
自以为是，
is self-righteous.
这跟前面也很有关系。
It's pretty related to the first.
不愿意听别人的。
Would not listen to, willing to listen.
这些人我们看见他们其实是情绪上的不成熟。
We see them as emotionally immature.
他们不愿意受圣灵的管教。
They're not willing to be taught by the Spirit.
不愿意顺服神的话。
Do not want to obey God's words.
这种人也不能帮助别人在灵命上成熟。
So this kind of people cannot help others' spiritual maturity.
因为他不能够接纳别人。
Because he cannot receive other people.
他不能够接受别人。
He cannot accept other people.
如果他自己真的是灵命很高的话。
If he really have a good spiritual life.
他没有办法忍受别人不长进。
He cannot tolerate other people's lack of growth.
这是第二个。
That's the second.
第一个是不任性，第二个是不暴躁。
So don't be stubborn and don't be over quick-tempered.
第三个是不饮酒滋事。
So it's not given to drunkenness.
在这个地方啊，你知道，我就碰到一些人，他们喜欢喝酒。
I read some people who like to drink.
他们就用这一节经文，还有其他的经文来告诉我们说，哎呀，圣经上并没有反对喝酒哈。
So they use this word say that the Bible did not oppose drinking.
那么保罗在这里他是说不要饮酒闹事。
So here it says, don't become drunk and cause trouble.
或者是不要饮酒，失去了你的那个态度。
Or don't lose, your control because of being drunk.
一个被酒控制的人。
Somebody who's controlled by alcohol.
或者是靠酒才能做事的。
If they can only do things by being drinking.
你知道，你从箴言里面，你从圣经上面看，这个人是没有自制能力的。
So from the proverb, though, he does not have self-control.
我知道在美国，这个喝酒有的时候好像是蛮很平常的事情哈。
So I know in America, drinking can be a very common thing.
那么在外面跟人家这个社交的时候，有的时候。人家都喝一点点所谓的白酒、黄酒，我是不喝酒的哈，所以你听我讲酒名的时候会，你就知道我是个外行。
So when you have a social engagement that you may get involved in some wine.
我有一次去一个教会。
Once I went to a church.
去领会。
To lead the.
然后完了之后呢，在还没有开始之前，他们就说我们一起去吃饭。
And before that, we went to eat together.
我说好，我们一起去吃饭了。
So we went to eat.
那么我们开始点东西。
When we are ordering meals.
每一个人都点了一份酒。
So all of them, each one of them orders a wine.
后来轮到那个传道人的时候。
So when they come to the preacher.
我就问他。
I ask him.
我说你也喝酒吗？
Do you drink?
他说是。
He said yes.
他很诚实啊，他说。
He's very honest.
他说我也喝酒。
He said yes, I do.
我说你有没有发现酒的问题？
I said, did you discover the problem with drinking?
我说我没有办法从圣经上面找到一节经文告诉你说你绝对不可以喝酒。
I said I cannot find a verse in the Bible says you can absolutely not drink it.
但是我说你有没有发现圣经上有讲到关于酒的影响？
Have you noticed what the Bible mentioned about the influence of wine?
他说我不但从圣经上面看见，他说我也从我们教会里面看见。
It's not only I see that from the Bible, I also see it in our church.
我告诉他，我说你是教会的领袖。
I told him that you are the leader of the church.
你最好不要碰他。
That I better not touch him.
因为酒会使你乱性。
Because the wine can lose your control.
这不是世界上的话，这是圣经上的话。
So this is not the world saying. This is from the Bible.
他说酒啊，会让你好像坐在船上面，你懂哈，晃来晃去，这是在箴言里面讲的。
In the Proverbs says the wine can make you like a.Movement disorder.
你记不记得以前有一个故事叫做杯弓什么蛇影啊？你知道有点类似的，在箴言里面就告诉我们，当一个人喝醉酒的时候，他就会看错东西了。
So the Bible tells us when you start getting drunk, you're going to see things wrong.
所以保罗在以弗所书那边告诉我们说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So that's why Paul tells us in Ephesians, don't be drunk.And also, you need to be filled with the Spirit.
就是让圣灵来管理你。
So, in other words, let the Spirit to control you.
不是让这些酒或者是其他能够控制你的东西来管理你。
So, do not like wine or other things to control you.
那么后来这个牧师他就跟我讲，他说你知道我们以前聚会的时候， 你知道总是会有人带一两瓶酒来。
So the pastor said that, you know, in the past when we have a gathering, there's always people will bring a couple of wine.
那我说你有没有发现结果呢？他说有啊。
So I asked him if he knows the consequence. He says yes.
哦、oh, ，他说后来那个话就开始乱七八糟了。
But the, and then they started talking nonsense.
我告诉他，我说你最好不要喝酒。
So I told him you better not to drink.
我觉得我们人最好认为我们自己是没有办法自制。没有办法控制我们自己，没有办法拒绝这些东西的。
I think it's better for us to say that we cannot resist it.
所以就不要去碰它。
So don't even touch it.
所以我自己觉得，教会领袖，如果你是长老，如果你是牧师，最好不要去碰这些东西。
So I think if as leaders of the church, whether you are the elder or the pastor, don't even touch such things.
当然从另外一个方面来看，当他们讲到背景的时候、啊、当时的酒和现在的酒是不一样的。
Of course, if you talk about the background, the wine in those days are different from the wine.
那么他们是掺着水，为什么？因为那时候水的消毒的系统不好，所以他们 用这个东西来稍微消毒一下。
In the old days, they mixed with water because to be a disinfectant.
这是第三个，不饮酒之事。
So the third, do not become drunkenness.
第四个，不打人。
The fourth is not to be violent.
这是和饮酒之事连在一起的。
So this is related to being drunk.
这个打人不管是不只是包括肉体上的。
This is not only just physical.
我们说用手去打人。
Doesn't mean you hit people with your hand.
而且是我们在言语上。
Even including in our words.
这是应用的哈，这是应用。
A,
所以圣经上告诉我们说，要随时说造就人的好话。
So we often to say things that can edify people.
而且是要养成习惯。
It become a habit.
你们有没有弟兄姐妹，你自己想想，你有没有习惯去造就别人？就是说，随口说出来都是造就人的好话。
Did you think you could develop a habit that everything you say can edify people?
当然，造就人的好话，并不是说只是夸奖别人哈。
So that doesn't mean just always praise them.
当然也有包括指正他的错误。
It's also including words to say to correct people.
给他引导。
To lead them.
让他看见他的希望。
Let them see their hope.
让他看见方向。
Let them see the directions.
所以当我们说造就人的好话，从哪里来的？
So where does it come from when we say to say good words to edify people?
你知道我们里面没有好话的。
You know, there's no good things in us.
所以我们常常出来的东西啊，都是没有办法造就人的。
So that's why often we say things that cannot help people.
对不对？主耶稣讲的嘛，主耶稣这个一口井里面不可能出两种水的。
So our Lord Jesus said there cannot be two kinds of water from same well.
你要不然就是苦的。
Either was bitter,
要不然就是甜的
or is sweet.
但是我们在我们里面很，因为我们里面的罪，所以我们出来的很多都是苦的东西。
Because of our sinful nature, what comes out are much better.
让人家很难接受的。
It's difficult for people to accept.
但圣经上告诉我们说，要随时说造就人的好话。
The Bible teaches us to often say good things to people.
当你把神的话装进去之后，
When you equip yourself with God's words,
很感谢神啊，你们每一个礼拜都有背圣经经节。
Okay, thank God that you have a memory verse every week.
你们一个礼拜背新的，对不对？每一个礼拜都有新的，对不对？
So every week you have a new verses.
一年背多少啊？
How many do you memorize a year?
记不记得？
Do you remember?
都不知道啊，一年有多少？
How many weeks?
还是说你现在在想我真正记住的有多少？
Or you think how many I really truly remember?
52处经文。
There's 52 passages.
那些经文在你的里面，存在你的里面。
They are inside of you.
所以你慢慢出来的东西就会是什么呢？
So gradually what comes out of you
就会是甜的东西出来。
Become sweet.
这就是我们所说的造就别人养成的习惯。
So this is the habit we are to develop to help people.
这是第四个。
That's the fourth.
最后一个。
The last.
不贪不义之财。
So not gained for sordid gains.
我不晓得保罗在这里写的时候，圣灵是不是感动他，就好像十诫的最后一条诫命。
I wonder if the spirit that was moving think of the last of the Ten Commandments.
十诫最后一条诫命是什么？
What's the last of the Ten Commandments?
记不记得？
Do you remember?
不可贪恋， yeah.
Do not covet.
难怪很多时候我们常常不觉得我们在神面前有罪。
That's why oftentimes we don't think we have sin in front of God.
因为我们都不知道十条诫命是什么。
We don't even know what the Ten Commandments are.
我不是说十条诫命我们要去遵守。
I'm not saying that we need to obey the
因为我们做不到的。
Because we cannot do it.
但是如果我们知道这十条诫命， 我们真的是在神的面前， 我们就会说神啊， 我是个罪人啊。
So if we really truly know the Ten Commandments, we can say to God, I am truly a sinner.
他说不贪不义之财。
So do not be great to want to sort the gain.
钱财可以暴露一个人的真正的品格。
So the wealth can expose the true character of a person.
贪爱钱财会引诱一个人离开神。
So covetousness can lead people astray from God.
我们看一下提摩太前书第六章。
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
就在前面哈， 提摩太前书第六章9跟10节。
Verses 9 and 10.
他说但那些， 好，我们一起来念好了哈。
Let us read together.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。贪爱钱财，不只是给我们自己带来麻烦、头痛、伤脑筋。
So the love of money not only gives us trouble, gives our headaches.
最重要的是把我们引诱离开了主的真道。
But the most important is lead us astray from God's path.
把我们引诱离开神。
So lead us, tempt us to leave God.
一个贪爱钱财的人，他会不诚实的。
The one who loves money is not going to be honest.
他凡事以自己的利益为出发点。
So everything is motivated by his own benefit.
以前我们教会在聘牧的时候，
In our church when we were seeking a pastor,
我跟一个年长的一个牧师， 跟他请教。
I seek advice from an elder pastor.
他就从这一节经文， 他就跟我讲，
But he used this passage tells me.
他说任何一个 来你们教会应聘的人，
So everyone who came to respond to your calling,
如果你跟他谈的时候，
If you talk with him,
如果说他问起他， 你们教会要付他多少，
If he asks you how much your church is going to pay him,
这个老牧师告诉我， 他说这个叫做聘牧的红灯。
So this elder pastor tell me, this become a right light.
我记得很清楚。
I remember it clearly.
我觉得这也是个真的， 这是圣经上教导我们的。
So this is true, the teaching of the Bible.
所以一个长老， 一个牧师， 一个教会的领袖， 他要哪些不可以有的品格呢？ 第一个是不任性， 第二个是不暴躁， 第三个是不饮酒， 滋事， 不打人， 然后不贪， 无义之财。
So the things that a pastor, elder should have is that he will not be violent, he's not going to be overindulgent, and he cannot be drunk, develop drunkenness, is not going to be coveted for money.
好，这些是他不该有的。
Those are things he should not have.
现在我们来看一看应该有什么样的品格。
Now I say what he should have.
第一个就是乐意接待远人。
Is be hospitable.
第一世纪的人啊， 他们常常接待那些外出讲道的这些传道人， 因为当时这个， 不像现在有什么 motel, hotel 这些东西， 他们那时候， 有， 但是没有这么多。
So in the first century, it is important for them to receive the travelers come from far distance because there are not many hotels or motels they can stay.
而且有的时候也不安全。
Sometimes it may not even be safe.
所以他们就， 写信给下面一个教会。
So they'll write to the next church.
他说这个传道人来了，请你提供他一个住的地方，帮助他。
So this preacher is coming. Would you please arrange a place for him to entertain?
而且他们那个时候到一个地方讲到，一去就是很长一段时间。
Usually those days when they go, they stay for a long time.
弟兄姐妹，我们要记住一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we need to remember one thing.
在当时的人，他们在教会里面比较多数的是贫穷的。
In those days, people in the church usually are poor.
但是他们还是愿意提供这些帮忙。
But they're still willing to help.
所以加拉太书第六章那边告诉我们说，他说我们有机会就应当行善，有机会就应当帮助人。
So in Galatians tell us, where there's opportunity, we should do good things, and where there's opportunity, we should help people.
所以要乐意的接待远人啊，或者甚至是我们不认识他的人。
So we are willing to receive travelers, even those we do not even know them.
第二个该有的品德。
So the second character that they should have
就是好善，就是喜欢善的事情。
So it's love what is good.
喜欢美善的事情。
So to love the good things.
什么是美善的事情呢？
That is a good thing.
我们看一下腓立比书第四章。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章，这是保罗他的教导哈。
This is the teaching of Paul.
第四章第八节。
Verse 8.
我们一起来念好不好？第四章第八节。
Let's read 4:8 together.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思想。这就是保罗告诉我们该思念这些善的事，美善的事情。
So these are the things Paul taught us to think that are good things.
就是这个人他喜欢看见别人得到益处。
So this is the kind of person who wants the other people to be benefited.
他喜欢看见一些好事情发生在别人的身上。
He likes to see good things happen in other people's lives.
我们在圣经旧约里面，我们看见有一个王哈，这个王是反面的。
So we see a king in the Old Testament that is the opposite.
就是扫罗王。
It's Saul.
他呢就是很看不得这个，特别是大卫，他就是很看不得大卫比他强。
He cannot tolerate the people are better than him, especially David.
所以他心里面生出嫉妒。
That's why he has jealousy.
然后他到最后他就想要把大卫杀死。
To the point he wanted to kill David.
但是结果是最后是他自己被绑在一个网罗里面。
Ended up he himself was trapped in a snare.
那保罗在这里他就是要我们看见，我们喜欢看见这些好的事情，特别是发生在别人的身上。
So Paul here led us to see good things happen in other people.
所以保罗他说他愿意，你知道他为了他自己的同胞哈，为了他自己的骨肉之亲，为了他们的救恩，他说他宁愿自己被神被救恩离弃。
So Paul said, for the sake of his own people, he would rather be forsaken by God for their salvation.
这就是第二个他应该有的，就是好善。
So the second thing that he should to have is the love of good.
第三个。
The third.
他该有的是庄重。
So it's to be respectable.
那在这里呢，他有一个意思，就是说他有一个自制力啊，他有一个节制的力量。
In other words, he has self-control.
我自己觉得他在这里就是像我们现在所说的说话形式，他会经过大脑。
So in other words, he would do things, he would think before he would do it.
他不会受环境的影响。
He would not be influenced by the environment.
他知道这个先后次序。
He knows the priorities.
他是不会随火起哄。
He would not just follow the trend.
他自己也不会哗众取宠。
What's that going to be?
我没有想到，我没有想到这个张弟兄啊，我想的意思就是说喜欢在公众场合讲一些笑话，让人家这个哗众取宠啊。
So in other words, he does not just tell a joke to please the crowd.
那么在教会中呢， 有纷争的时候。
So when there are fights in the church,
这个人他不会马上的就站在一方来攻击对方。
So he would not take one side and attack the other.
他有跟随主的决心。
He has determination to follow the Lord.
从这些我们就会看见他身上是有一个耐心的。
So in this you can see he has patience.
他也是一个温柔的心。
Has a gentle heart.
因为他对主的忠心。
Because he's loyal to Lord.
这个人也是受能够受圣灵的管理。
So this person can be controlled by the Spirit.
神的话是充满了他。
So God's word is filled in him.
他会受神的引导。
He will be led by God.
上面这三个。
The first three.
我觉得是一个领袖在他身上表现出来的品德。
It's the character that the leader will show in him.
下面三个是内在的品德。
So the next three is the inner quality.
第一个是公平。
To be fair.
或者是说公义，或者是说公正。
Or to be righteous.
这个公义跟公正和神的公义是不一样的。
So this one is different from God's righteousness.
因为那个字不同。
The word is different.
但是是有关系的。
But it's related.
在约翰福音十七章那边，当主耶稣祷告的时候，他说神的公义，那个字跟这个字是不同的。
So the same word in John 17 that Jesus used is not the same word here.
但是这个人他的公平和他的公正是和神的公义是有关系的。
But here the person being upright is similar, relate to the word righteous.
如果我们从圣经上去看，
If we look from the Bible,
你知道这个人从以弗所书那边讲，他这个人是一个新造的人。
So from the Ephesians, this one is new creation.
他是有一个新的生命在他里头。
He has a new life in him.
那么圣经上告诉我们说，有神的公理和仁义圣洁在他里头。
So there is a God's holiness, a God's righteousness.
所以我们知道这个人他所表现出来的公平公正，是因为他里面有一个新的生命在里头。
So the way he can show his uprightness because he has a new life in him.
他也喜爱神的公义。
So he also loves God's righteousness.
这个人他不会偏待人的。
So he's not going to go favor people.
他会接待所有的人。
He will receive all people.
他不会我们叫做如果有一个穷人，就好像在雅各书那边讲的哈。
Just like it's in the book of James.
如果有一个穷苦的人进来。
If a poor man comes in.
然后另外一个好像看起来很体面的人进来。
Then you have another one who looks very respectful.
那么他不会把这个人说你坐在最后面。
He's not going to tell the poor people sit in the back.
他会待他们都一样的。
He will treat them the same.
因为他看人的时候已经不是在看外表。
Because he does not treat people according to their
ability. 他会接纳所有的人。
He will receive all people.
他会接纳那些灵命比他软弱的人。
He will receive those spiritually are weaker.
他也不会看不起人。
He would not despise people.
这是第一个内在的品格。
So this is the first inner quality.
这个公平、公正、公义是因为他里面有神的义在他里头。
This is because he has God's righteousness in him.
第二个内在的品德就是圣洁。
So the second is being holy.
圣洁不是无罪的意思。
Does not mean sinless.
乃是说这个人他在神面前他所犯的罪都已经对付清楚了。
That means he has already dealt with all his sins in God.
这个人他会真正的顺服神。
He will truly submissive to God.
所以神的话是在他里面。
That's why God's word is in him.
他必须要很熟悉圣灵。
He needs to be very familiar.
他认识圣灵。
Understand.
他肯让圣灵借着神的话在他里面洁净他。
He is willing to let the Spirit to cleanse him with God's words.
甚至为了要让圣灵引导他。
And also willing to let the Spirit to lead him.
他愿意受苦。
He's willing to suffer.
愿意失去他自己的面子。
He's willing to lose his own pride.
他能够忍受苦楚。
So he can tolerate suffering.
他如果他做错了事情，
if he makes mistakes,
他会知道圣灵在里面责备他。
He knows the spirit that would correct him.
好像被圣灵啊 这个在他里面烧他一样啊。
In other words, the Spirit is going to rebuke him and burn him.
他会即刻承认他自己的错。
He will immediately acknowledge his mistakes.
不管是在家里面也好，是在教会里面也好。
So it's whether in the family or in the church.
第三个。
The third.
叫做自持，我们和合本的翻译啊。
So the third one is a discipline.
那么有的英文翻译本就是叫做、self control 自制能力、啊、
so it's a self control
或者是说庄重
or being respectable
因为他内在的自制力
because it's an inner control
在外面所表现出来的就是庄重
so when he in the outward looks will be very proper
不是出于人的自制
it's not coming fromMans control themselves.
乃是他站在神的面前。
But he stood in front of God.
因为他被圣灵管理。
He is being controlled by the Spirit.
他被神的话所充满。
He is filled with God's words.
他知道他自己的地位。
He knows where his position is.
他只不过是一个人而已。
He is only a mere man.
他是被造的。
He is being created.
神是主。
God is the Lord.
神是创造宇宙万物的真神。
God is a true God, control the universe.
这个就是这个品德的意思。
So this is the meaning of this character.
这种品德表现出来的是什么呢？
What this will be showing.
这种品德表现出来的就是谦卑。
This is the humbleness.
表现出来的就是庄重。
Being proper.
我们讲说一个人谦卑
When we say the humility of a person,
在他的行为上这个人是谦卑的话意思就是说他先已经和神的关系弄清楚了
In other words, he already is clear his relationship with God
不是以他自己为中心
So he no longer put himself at the center
乃是以神为中心
But become God-centered
这个谦卑自己会表现出来
Naturally, the humility will show
这个人他会去背诵神的话
He can memorize God's words.
他会去读神的话
Would read God's words.
你知道这个人的生命会一直改变
So this person's life will continue to change.
他的灵命会一直的长进
His spiritual life will continue to grow.
这个人他最后对神的认识越来越深刻
So his knowledge of God becomes deeper and deeper.
最有意思的一件事情就是我查了一个参考书他就说这个人啊他知道在教会里面工作服事不只是表面上装修一下就可以了
So what I read in the commentary it says that this kind of person knows when he served in the church it's not just to show on the outward way
不论是在教会里面
that whenever it's in the church
或者是在教会外面
or outside the church
都是一样
it's the same
不是说在教会中只是一个表面功夫
so it's not just everything only very superficial
那么回到家里或者在工作场合就完全是另外一个样子
so when he goes home goes back to work it's a different kind of person
这种人人家会看见他的生命的改变
so people can see the change of such person
人家会看见这个生命的大能在他身上的影响
They can see the great work of life in him.
如果一个人没有这些的话
If a person does not have this,
你知道我们常常很多时候让人家觉得我们基督徒很虚啊。
So sometimes people may see us a very kind of fake.
我不知道你们有没有体会到这些事情。
I don't know if you have experienced that.
我们怎么引导别人信主啊？
How do we lead other people to the Lord?
我们从来不尊神为大
If we never respect God as great
我们只看重我们自己
We only respect ourselves
我们不知道我们只不过是一个被造的人
If we do not understand we are a creature
我们不知道他是造我们的神
We do not know that he is God who created us
我们不知道我们人犯了罪
We do not know we commit sins
我们不知道这个救恩给我们真的是 我们不配得的。
We do not know, we do not deserve the salvation.
难怪人家看我们很虚。
That's why they see us as fake.
我们怎么带别人信主呢？
How can we lead other people to the Lord?
这些就是一个教会的领袖、长老、牧师、神对他的要求。
So this is the requirement of God for the pastors and the elders.
不管是在家里面、在教会里面，都是一样。
Whether in home or in the church, they are the same.
这是一个很高的标准。
This is a very high standard.
我自己相信是需要时间才能够培养出来的。
I personally believe it would take time to cultivate.
所以保罗他写信给提摩太的时候，他就告诉他初入教的不可以做监督。
That's why Paul wrote to Timothy, the newcomers should not be overseers.
免得他自高自大。
Lest they become self-righteous.
落在鬼魔所受的刑罚里。
And fall into Satan's.
换句话讲，就是教会会受到攻击，教会会受到亏损。
So in other words, the church will be accused, will be damaged.
那么谁的名受到羞辱呢？
So whose name is going to be shamed?
那就是神他自己的名。
It's God, his own name.
所以我自己常常对于那些刚刚一信主的人就跟我讲说，哇，我也很有感动去念神学。
So often I tell the people who are new believers, he says, oh, I'm deeply touched, I want to study theology.
做传道人。
To become a preacher.
我不是说不相信他。
I do not say I do not believe him.
我会劝他等一下。
I will advise him to wait.
好好的读经。
Study diligently.
好好的在教会里面受造就。
And be edified in the church.
好好的在教会里面服侍。
And serve in the church.
好好的在教会里面去受一些痛苦。
And also go to learn how to suffer in the church.
这就是我们受造就的地方。
This is where we can be equipped.
你知道，在教会、在家里面，才能够培养出我们真正的品格。
It's only in the church and in the family we can cultivate our character.
家里面给我们难处的时候
，When we have trouble at home.
我们不能离开。
We cannot escape.
当然现在不一样。
But it's different now.
现在有很多人一搞不好拜拜走了。
Nowadays, some people, when they're trouble in the family, they just say bye-bye.
那么教会里面呢？
How about in the church?
教会里面当我碰到难处的时候，
When we run into trouble,
我就走了。
I leave.
也没有人， 也没有人拿我有什么办法。
There's nobody can do anything to me.
你知道，如果你这样子做，你是永远没有办法被培养出来这些品德。
So if you do behave in this way, you can never develop those characters.
我也不是反对神学院的教育。
I'm not against the teachings of a seminar.
那么我自己念过神学。
I studied theology myself.
我觉得在学校里面学的东西，我觉得是很难把我们这些圣经上要求的品德培养出来。
So what you learn in the seminar is very difficult to help us develop the character the Bible requires.
真正把我们这些品德培养出来的是在家里面和在教会里面。
So the only way we can develop such character is in the family and in the church.
所以弟兄们，
So brothers,
这就是神对教会他的期望。
This is God's hope for the church.
对教会的领袖的期望。
The hopes for the leaders of the church.
我们真的是要看见这些东西。
We need to really understand this.
看见神的心意。
And to see God's will.
你才会愿意的走这一条路。
Then you are willing to take this journey.
值不值得？
Is it worth it?
提摩太前书第三章那边告诉我们说，
First Timothy chapter 3 it tells us，
他说人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
So if one wants to be an overseer, he needs to delight in God's good works, and this is trustworthy.
弟兄们，
so brothers,
让神来造就你。
Let God equip you.
太太们，
so wives,
你要为你的丈夫祷告。
You have to pray for your husbands.
因为你是他的帮手。
Because you are his helper.
你要让他在教会里面成，你要帮助他，让他在教会里面成一个合神心意的领袖。
You want to help him.To be a leader in the church that's fitting God's will.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Oh, the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你所做的事情真的是美好。
All what you have done are good.
真的是完美。
It's so perfect.
我们看见你的话也是完美的。
When we see your words are perfect.
你为教会所预备的、所保留的，都是完美的。
What you have prepared and kept for the church is perfect.
你要保存教会。
You want to preserve the church.
你自己的教会。
Your own church.
直到你再来的时候。
Until you come again.
到那天，你真的是说：“看啊，我的心腹。
”Till that day, you will say, "Behold, this."My bride.
这是多么荣耀的一件事情。
So what a glorious thing.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.